With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. 10 to 15 days, that's the timeline President Trump has laid out for his decision on a possible military strike on Iran. Mr. Trump says military action is possible if there's no progress in U.S.-Iran talks over the Islamic Republic's nuclear ambitions.
Iran and the United States are both applying naval pressure to the talks over Tehran's nuclear program. The Russian Navy released video footage on Wednesday showing one of its warships docking in an Iranian port ahead of a joint exercise. Meanwhile, the Americans brought another aircraft carrier close to the Middle East. The movements of additional American warships and airplanes to the region don't guarantee a U.S. strike on Iran, but it gives President Trump the option to do so if he chooses to. I'm Karen Shamas.
We've heard it for years, all of the speculation about space aliens and UFOs. President Trump calls it extremely interesting, so much so that he's ordering the release of all government files on the matter. A few days ago, former President Obama said that aliens are real, but he hasn't seen any of them. Today's agenda for President Trump includes breakfast with some governors. Mr. Trump did not invite two Democrats, Maryland's Wes Moore and Jared Polis of Colorado. They'll have to eat somewhere else. The president has chaired the first meeting of an international body that's committed to stabilizing and rebuilding war-torn Gaza.
The Board of Peace is showing how a better future can be built, starting right here in this room. And I want to let you know that the United States is going to make a contribution of $10 billion to the Board of Peace.
While nine other members of the board have pledged a total of $7 billion for its work. On Wall Street this morning, the Dow futures are down 43 points, while the Nasdaq futures are off 22. This is SRN News. The European Parliament condemns Turkey.
The government in Ankara has expelled scores of Christian missionaries, claiming that they are a threat to national security. The EU legislative body has adopted a resolution calling on Turkey to protect religious freedom and live up to its responsibilities as a member of the international community. Turkey is technically a secular state, but President Erdogan has been promoting Islam in recent years, and persecution of Christians is increasing. Michael Harrington reporting.
Texas Tech has canceled a campus talk by a doctor who performs late-term abortions. University officials said that hosting the event, which had been scheduled for late January, was not in the school's best interest. The speaker planned to discuss medical and ethical issues around late-term procedures, sometimes called partial birth abortion. Medical Students for Choice organized the talk. Pro-life activists and a conservative student group argued that the event would promote illegal activity in Texas. This is SRN News. UPS drivers being offered six-figure buyouts.
A lawyer for the International Brotherhood of Teamsters told a judge Thursday that the union expects over 10,000 United Parcel Service drivers to accept $150,000 buyouts if the delivery giant is allowed to proceed with a planned workforce cutting program. An attorney for the union representing over 320,000 UPS workers is urging a federal judge to block UPS from moving ahead with the buyouts, alleging the buyouts violate the national contract.
Correspondent Bill Alexander. Cost of borrowing for a home is down again this week, falling to its lowest level in several years. Mortgage buyer Freddie Mac says benchmark 30-year fixed-rate mortgage rate fell to 6.01%, and that is down from 6.09% last week. A year ago, the rate averaged 6.85%. More details at srnnews.com.